Who can it be now?
Oh, yeah, it is that time of the day. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, live from the Team 62 Beer Bowl. The obstacle course has begun in the bay in front of us. Not the Gulf. The Gulf got me.
Yeah.
No?
Hey, listen. I don't have my nautical.
Golf. It's a body of water. Anyway,
they're trying to recruit Hugh to go into the water. By the way,
Jason Kelce got on the mic and was literally trying to recruit Hugh into the water.
No, I'm not doing that.
Come on, it's for a great cause.
Oh, listen,
next year.
I love Eagles Autism. You know what I'll do? I heard that autistic children, they like sensory toys. So I give them a box of fidgets.
Well, that would be that would be really kind of you. Yeah,
I'll do that because I'm not getting in the water unless it's deemed necessary.
Well, could be next
year. I
can
contribute in other ways.
Okay. All right. Before we get back to all this and your phone calls, 1 o'clock, we make a deal trying to finish the Phillies. Kyle, who we give us a profile of a player today.
All right. I'm going to continue to push my pitcher agenda today.
Okay. All right.
And this is a starting pitcher, a righty, free agent after this season. However, club option for 2027 if you want to keep him on. 30 years old, not having his best season.
Okay.
But there is greatness deep within Joe and Hugh. It's a former Cy Young winner. Now, it's been a few seasons since then. He's got a 4.0 ERA this season, 1.2 whip. Actually leads the league in innings pitched and games started this season, all the majors. So that's a guy who will take down innings for you. There's also, this might help you, give you a little hint as to who it might be, little familiarity with the manager and one of our other starting pitchers in the rotation. I bet you know who it is. Probably not going to cost too much because of the control. And he's not having his best season. But, you know, reasonable to think he would come in and slot in as our fourth starter on the Phils.
I got a question.
Okay.
Is this a name that we've kicked around
yes,
before
it is.
In the past?
Sure
Tariq
is.
Skubal.
No.
Damn
no.
it.
But it's
but
a
I
name,
like where your head's at.
It's a name you know when we say it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny you bring this up. I got a message from
Taiwan Walker.
No.
I got a message from a listener of ours. I believe his name is Brady. He messaged me over the weekend, and he had this same idea, Kyle, for this guy,
yeah.
who I believe is Sandy Alcantara.
It is Sandy.
I have not done well with this game this year.
No, you're getting
you know
you're getting dragged.
Tomorrow's your day, I can feel it. Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins. Brady, who listens to us, I think he goes to school down at Johns Hopkins.
Yes.
He told me he listens all the time, and he had this idea for Sandy. And I said, we're doing this new segment every day at 1 o'clock, and I told him, I'm guessing Kyle's going to throw Sandy in one day.
Because I think I threw Sandy at you guys in a meeting
yep.
a couple
you did.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
I think it was right after we played him.
You did.
Yeah.
I like. So you know, it's interesting that you bring Sandy up. This version of Christopher Sanchez reminds me of what Sandy was.
Yep. Through Cy Young Sandy.
Yeah, like the best of Sandy. Like a big, tall, fastball, innings eater that is at his best dominant.
Yeah.
You know, Sandy Alcantara is a great pitcher, or he has been. He's fallen off since his injury a few years ago.
So you're saying we could get him for a song?
So here's the question. As everyone cheers for Sandy Alcantara.
Yep. This is a yes for Sandy.
Are we sure the Marlins are selling? They're like a game out of the playoffs. We need the We need the Marlins to lose some
be
games.
Bad. We need to be bad.
Yeah, like I don't know what they're going to do because they're in the race. But I would take him. And then, I mean, what you could do then is you could have, you know, Sanchez, Wheeler, Sandy, and then you could start a playoff series with Luzardo out of the bullpen and then use him in game four.
Yeah, it adds a good problem for you to have. So you can put guys in the bullpen. You can take out, like, you have that extra arm. I think that's what you're going to need when you talk about potentially where this team
I also kind of like the team option because you – I mean, let's be honest. Do we know if Painter's going to be good next year?
No. We don't.
Right, so this gives you another guy in your rotation for next year.
Yeah.
Would you trade Painter for him straight up? A year and a half of Sandy for
I'm going to say no because they haven't given – because if you do that, Joe, you're basically giving up on him. So I'm going to say no.
And you're also like, giving the Marlins your division.
That feels like selling way too low. I know we're all down on him right now.
Yeah.
But I still feel like, I mean, if I'm going to trade Painter, I make him a part of a package for a great player.
Sure.
Like more of a sure thing.
Right. I guess just, like, if we just
play.
Well, yeah. Let's play this out. Let's say they get Sandy. There's no spot for Painter in the rotation.
Right.
Everyone's under contract next year.
Yeah.
I just, at that point, Painter becomes expendable.
Yep.
Unless, I mean, like, think about it. Wheeler's, all right, Wheeler we know has got a little time left, but we anticipate he's going to pitch next year. Luzardo, long-term contract. Nola, long-term contract. Sanchez, long-term contract. You know, they're all here.
Nola's the one I wonder what the hell you do with.
Nola?
It can't continue on this way with Nola.
But they've got 5 years.
I know.
It's so many years.
That's why I'm distraught.
The end of that Nola contract is going to be like walking the plank. Like, we're going to just be going step by step to the end. Did you hear last night during the broadcast, he made his 301st start. I think he passed Chris Short, so it's only two. It's Carlton and one more above him ever in Philly's history.
Oh, wow.
It's probably been about 52 minutes.
Pretty impressive.
Well,
you said 52 minutes.
I'm so tired.
It's such a weird way to talk about Nola, because on one instance, he's one of the greatest Phillies ever. He will be a Wall of Famer.
Definitely.
But the next 5 years are going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you just hope it's like okay.
But for me, since I've been here, this is kind of what he's been.
Yeah.
He's been. And I know you said it looks a lot worse, but, you know, give up a couple runs early in the game, and then he kind of settles down and gives you like 5 or 6 innings. That's kind of been his M.O.
You know what we just don't get anymore? We used to get once a month the 7 innings, 1 run, 7 innings, no run. Those are kind of gone now, right? We just have to accept we're not going to get those. Yeah, look, I'm interested in Sandy. I don't think the Phillies need a starting pitcher as much as Kyle does, but Sandy's an interesting idea, and if that's the best way to improve the team, and then Luzardo out of the bullpen in October, I could be talked into it.
This is also Dave Dombrowski we're talking about.
He loves starters. He loves innings eating starters. I mean, nobody loves starters like Dave Dombrowski.
Sandy feels like such a Dave move.
Yeah, he does. He does. Oh, let's root for the Marlins to get out of the race.
Yeah,
then.
That'll be easy.
It should be. That's
easy,
a big
easy to root for.
Oh,
I mean.
Sure. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. A lot to discuss. Speaking of the division, before the show is over today, we might have to check in with the Mets, who are, have had the worst day of the season by any team yesterday. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence!
Hugo Kyle, what's up?
Terrence! What's up, pal?
I want to touch on the Phillies, but I want to touch on the trip you guys were talking about with LaMelo Ball, and some of you having some fun over there, man.
They're getting it in.
I mean, Jason Kelsey's trying to get Hugh into the water here. Hasn't happened yet.
No, that ain't about to happen.
Go jump in that thing, Hugh.
There we go, Terry.
I ain't jumping in no water. that ain't about to happen.
All right. Nah, guys, but I feel like the Minnesota Timberwolves GM needs to be drug tested, because they're not winning nothing with LaMelo Ball. They gave away Randall. Like, at this point, Ant Man is for dead. And I heard about the trade that you said about Joe.
Yep.
And I don't know about the 3-guard thing, because we still need a big man. But I feel like Maxi, at this point, I would have traded Ekpong for Giannis. I heard you get that trade up earlier. But I would have traded Ekpong and a couple picks for Giannis and paired him with Maxi and Embiid. And to me, to say, if the Sixers did that move, that would have been an all-in move to win now. You know what I mean?
Well, it would have been, yeah. And Terrence, it feels like they're caught in between. Like, that would be a win now move. Like, if they did the opposite and traded Maxi, that would be a rebuilding move. But to me, they're kind of stuck. Like, I like this kid they drafted. I'm a huge Edgecombe fan. I like Maxi. It just feels like it feels like they're going to run the clock out on these George and Embiid contracts and cross their fingers 2 years from now.
And hope that the other three guys, one of them, somebody pans out, or two of them pan out.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Sixers are absolutely stuck right now. Guys, as for the Phillies, Joe, I absolutely agree. I agree that this year feels different, guys. And the difference is the team is getting managed different. We know Topper was into this analytics thing he liked to do. And I feel like Don respected that when he was the assistant manager. But I feel like once Topper left, I feel like Don threw all that out the window. And he's managing the team off of field. He's managing the team off of instinct. As a true manager, he's making true manager moves. And I feel like that's the reason this team is able to play how they're playing right now. Because I feel like Topper was managing like a bot. He relied on his analytics thing, on his robots to tell him to go righty-righty, lefty-righty, lefty-lefty. And Don Manley is not doing that, guys. And I feel like that's the difference. And this year, it's a different feel because the way this team is being managed on the field, they're getting managed like a real manager manages a team.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Terrence, you say that, because as much as, look, Topper got to manage here a little while, and Terrence, good phone call. Because I think one of the things when the Mattingly took over that we probably didn't talk enough about is how many more games under his belt as a manager he had than Topper, right? Like, obviously Don Mattingly was a great player. Topper wasn't a player. But just even beyond that, like, what they've done as managers, Don Mattingly managed a long time. Now, he got to that stage of his career. People thought he was kind of done as a manager. But yeah. He managed the Dodgers for a long time, then managed Miami for a long time. Uh-huh. In terms of just in-game experience, he has way more than Topper. He's seen a million situations.
Yeah, and I think the thing of it is that I hate to say it like this, but again, what was said, he's not managing afraid. You know what I mean? And I think that was evident last night.
Yep.
You know, when you talk about Kyle Schwarber and his back situation, I mean, to be honest, I don't think Topper would have played him at all.
I think you're right.
He would have never been a thought.
I could hear the post game. Like, hey, yeah. We wanted to be cautious. We'll give him the day. You know, big picture, all that
and
stuff.
And I'm pretty sure, you know, you say, hey, Kyle, how you feel? What can you do? Hey. And Kyle probably say, hey, man, I'll give you what I got. And that's what he did. Because he was definitely wincing when he was swinging. No question about it.
Let's just all be happy he didn't put the ball in play because he was not going to run the bases very well.
You know what? That was the first thing I said. I was watching with somebody and they said, are you crazy? He's not going to be able to make it to first base. Because that's what I was thinking. It's like, hey, just put the ball in play. But when I noticed it, he was having, like, his gait was off. His walk was off.
Well, I guess when you think about it, of all the players in the team, what would you say, more than half of his plate appearances are home runs or walks anyway?
Yeah.
So usually he doesn't have to run much, right? That's not what he's got to do up there. Let's go to Tasty Cake Dom, who is up on WIP. Dom?
Hi, Joe. Hey, you. Kyle, how you guys doing?
Dom, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. Sounds like there's a lot of fun going on there.
There
it's
is.
Too much fun.
They tried to get Hugh into the water, but he's not in yet.
Yeah, that ain't about to happen.
So I call for a couple reasons, Joe. First of all, that argument that you had with that last fella was two of the most outlandish guys.
Oh, you're talking about
so,
Chris. Yeah, you got it. I'm sorry.
Put Jalen, you can't put Jalen Hurts top five all time.
Well, of course. Right.
That's
right.
Way on the other top. However, what you and I listen to you guys all the time, what you and Kyle do, I think is just as outlandish. Because you brought up Brady four times, Joe, as the greatest quarterback of all time. You can't do that.
Why?
But you can't, because your reasoning, you can't. If you're going to take away the 59 wins, the two Super Bowl appearances, and the championship away from Jalen, that's the team that did that, then you can't go seven Super Bowls because the team did that. Can't have it both ways.
I understand.
Can't have it both ways.
Tom, that makes perfect sense. But Tom Brady, after the first few Super Bowls, after the first three, I would say, right, the next four, he was the driving force. He threw 50 touchdowns in a season. He won an MVP. Like, he wasn't just game manager. Right, he wasn't just game manager guy. Like, early in his career, Dom, I really thought, and I think back now that I was wrong, I really thought he was more of a game manager than the reason. But then that shifted as his career went on. We haven't seen that shift yet with Jalen.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Who would you rather have coach your defense, Vic Fangio or Bill Belichick? It's an easy answer.
Bill Belichick.
You know the answer.
Bill Belichick.
And Brady had Belichick.
Sure, yes. He was blessed with Bill Belichick.
I'm not taking away my position is Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. But he had help. All the great quarterbacks had help, including Jalen Hurts.
They all do. I guess I agree. We're on the same page here. But at some point, to be considered, in my mind, truly great, you have to have individual greatness on top of just the winning. And Tom Brady had three All-Pros. He won an All-Pro first team. Yep. He won three league MVPs. That's a big deal.
Yep. But I agree. Tom, I want to say Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all times. Next sentence. Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback today. Right now, Jalen Hurts is top five quarterback today. It's the same sentence. And what you throw at me, I'm going to throw right back at you.
Did you think he played well last season? Do you think he played well last season, Dom? Because it's a tough one for me, like, to say top five right now when I don't even think you played well in the last season we saw.
I think Jalen Hurts played equal to Tom Brady played, which was a wild card team against the Rams. When they won the first Super Bowl against the Rams, I would put Jalen Hurts' season right up there against Tom Brady's.
That
right,
wasn't that great
Joe?
Of a season for Brady.
They won 11 games.
The first Super Bowl that they won against the Rams? I mean, Brady was about as average as you could be.
Hold on. I mean, Tom Brady did throw 40 touchdowns.
That's what I'm saying.
40 touchdowns.
No, the very first Super Bowl that Brady won against the Rams. In 01.
Maybe we're misunderstanding. Do you mean the one he won with the Bucs or the first Super Bowl he won overall?
No, I'm the one that Tom Brady won against the Rams.
Yeah, in 01.
You're talking about the one that we played
in 2001, season, yeah. Dom. Is that what you're talking about?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
I'll put that season, the greatest quarterback of all times.
That wasn't a great season for Tom Brady. What are you talking about?
They won by 3 points or something right there, right?
You're misunderstanding my point.
No, Dom, I get it now. I get it now. Overall, I'm saying that wasn't a great season. Yeah, I get it.
He had 2,800 yards and 18 touchdowns and 12 picks.
Dom, he won 7 Super Bowls over a span of 23 years with two different teams. Hold on.
I just explained this the other day.
When you prove that you're the driving force, which he did, because over multiple iterations of the Patriots over the course of 20 years, he was the common denominator. Do you understand that? That's the difference.
I do.
Like we have eyes, right? It's not always this black and white. Like, I mean,
but,
if
but
you...
Over this, okay, Kyle, okay. But over this last 5 years, you see the turnovers in offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, running backs.
Sure. It's been the same offense since they got here.
Person in this five-year run?
It's him.
Jalen and Sirianni.
And Lane. Him, Sirianni, yeah. And Lane. Those are the three consistents. But, Dom, I now get the point. And Dom, it's a great phone call. Dom, we'd love talking to you, and thank you for listening. The last thing I'll say on this, because... Well, actually, not the last thing. We're going to talk about this. We're all blue in the face.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Dom's statistical comparison, right? If you want to look at 01 Brady, 2025 Hurts, it works.
Yeah, I agree.
Couple things. One, that was Tom Brady's first year ever starting. This was Jalen Hurts' sixth year in the league. Like, Jalen should be ahead of that curve of a first-time starter, right? Tom started a couple years ago being drafted, but he sat, and then he came in when Drew Bledsoe got hurt because Mo Lewis knocked him out.
Yep. But I will say this just to add another layer to this conversation. To be fair, you're right about Jalen Hurts should be further along. I do kind of agree with that. But Jalen Hurts has not been in the same consistent offense for his whole career in the NFL.
Totally. The other thing I think
hold on. Yes, he has.
Well, it's been a similar offense,
but it's not been the same.
The other thing I think that we've become conditioned to just accepting – to me, like, Tom just kept getting better and better, right? Just like,
yeah, he became initially, Joe, it was he had a good defense,
right?
But then it became
him.
You better not give Tom Brady the ball with 2 minutes left.
The other thing that, like, Jalen's best season, I think we'd all agree, was 2022.
Yes.
So I if everyone listening that's like, I've seen it, he can do that. I watched it too. He could do that. But the further we get from that year, it's a long time ago.
Right. And I understand how it comes off because I said this very explicitly. I think it depends who you are.
With the winning, I
do. Like, I think if you're MVP guy, if you are the engine of the team, you're the driving force behind all the wins, then it makes more sense to me.
Well, you know what it is, Kyle? Because we have been conditioned for that to look a certain way.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that jumps out to me about Jalen. Is that Jalen's the anomaly in the sense that he's winning, but it's unconditional. I mean, it's unconventional, I should say.
Well, like, what was Dan's line? The facts don't match the opinions?
Yes, yeah. It's unconventional, and it's one of those things where what resonates with me when I think of Jalen and some of the things he's been able to accomplish is him saying, I don't care what it looks like as long as I win. And I think he wholeheartedly believes that.
I agree.
But for us, and not only for us, but for us and the Philadelphia Eagles, for you to make the kind of money that you're going to be making potentially, it has to look different.
Yeah. I think early career Brady is actually a pretty good comp for Jalen. There was a lot of winning, but he
became the GOAT because
correct.
He jumped up.
Yes.
And I know Dom was saying he thought the top five all-time thing was ridiculous. He was with me on that. But, like, when you look, whoever you want to put in the top 5 or 10 quarterbacks ever, they all have league MVPs. They all at one point are the best player in pro football.
Yeah.
Like, that's why that Chris Caller is just out of his mind. I mean, like, it's just like You have, if you want to be in that category, you have to at some point
live your truth, Chris.
Be the best player in the league or close to it. And Jalen's had none of those years. The closest, of course, 2022 when he finished second.
Live your truth, Chris.
Well, that's the problem. See, you do this.
Yes. Because we are.
You know what? This is my fault. Because I let you live your truth.
No, Joe.
And so you think everyone can live their truth.
We are in a space where every caller has a right to have their own opinion, even if it sounds ridiculous to us.
You're right about that. And some.
Because we have ridiculous takes, too, sometimes.
Well, not me. And some. Some I have to bark back at. That's all. And some, if they, like, look, Dom came in, we disagree, we have fun, we move on, right? And then Chris, I got, you know.
That was a lot.
Well, because I, you know.
Live your truth, Chris.
I gave him rope, and then look what he did.
Live your truth,
Chris. Look what
Chris.
He did, top five of all time. You guys are out of your mind. All right, 215-592-9494. Did we say he was better than Unitas? I forget how we landed on that one.
We threw a lot of quarterbacks out, and I don't think we gave him an opportunity
to
kind of
retort. Did he ignore your Steve Young one? Steve Young could play.
Yeah, he ignored that
one. Yeah, wow. It's a shame. All right, coming up, along with your phone calls and all this, we'll get to you people. And we have to do a little check-in on the New York Mets, Hugh, who I think had the worst day of any team history, but at least this season in Major League Baseball. If it could go wrong, it went wrong for the Mets yesterday. We'll have fun at their expense. Your calls. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.
Stall him out, Joe. Stall him out.
Stall him out, Debo.
I'm here.
P. This one's for you, Hugh.
I'm definitely not surfing.
Come on now.
Nah, I'm not a water guy. I mean,
you'll get in the tub, though.
Yeah, I get definitely get in the tub.
Do you fit in tubs?
I haven't been in the tub in a long-ass time. It got to be a big ass tub.
I was going to say.
Not the conventional tub. I'm not getting my big ass in that Christmas.
Radio is theater of the mind, so there's your image of the day. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, well, Joe Giglio.
You wouldn't be the only bather at WIP.
No, well, that's why. I mean,
it's the
camera.
Yeah, the camera loves a good bath.
Oh, yeah, he's a little different, though.
Yeah, well, Joe is different. There's
someone say that about
Joe.
You.
Yeah, but Joe's different.
I think you're pretty different, too, pal.
Yeah, I'm not bidet different, though.
Well, not many are in America.
I don't need water squirted up in my glutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't need that.
Nice.
I don't need that. I'm the old school way. Just the old, you know, Charmin type.
Over-reliable,
would you,
huh?
Would you like to be more descriptive? Or?
I think I did a pretty good job. I'm here for all week. Been here all week.
And this is what the audience came for.
And maybe not next week.
Little
hey, listen, I'm at that point. I'm just trying to make it to August.
A little bidet talk here on the Midday Show. Okay. So, Hugh, it's always fun as Hugh spills or my chips everywhere, my potato chips.
I didn't do that in the wind.
The wind did. Okay. It's always fun when we can have fun at someone else's expense, right?
Always.
And this year, so far, it's been the New York Mets that you can kind of look at and laugh. They're having the worst season in the division.
Especially since they took Bichette from us.
Yes. I think they've been, along with the Red Sox, the most disappointing team relative to expectations in all of baseball. And yesterday, Hugh, they may have had the worst day of any team in the sport this season. They had a doubleheader at home against the Cubs. Mm-hmm. They lost both games, 10-3, 10-5. They gave up 20 runs at home in the same day, lost both games. There was also a clip during the first game, Hugh. Now, we're not going to have audio of this, but I just wanted you to picture this. There was a large group, and I mean large, like taking up an entire section of Norwegian soccer fans. I'm imagining people from Norway have come here for the World Cup,
yeah,
right?
Hanging out.
So they decided to go to a baseball game, right? Hundreds. And they're having their own good time, just like oblivious to what's happening on the field, because they don't really have any rooting interest, right? They're just at the game. So the Mets are stumbling around on the field, and they're doing this dance out in the outfield, basically like it looked like they were cheering for the Mets struggling, even though the game was at Citi Field. So there was that. Then you go into the actual games, and they got blown out twice. Their fans, they let Pete Alonso go in the offseason to sign all these other players. Hasn't worked. Listen to the crowd last night at Citi Field basically mocking the team for letting Pete Alonso go.
I knew it was going to Pete Alonso.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Could you imagine being the owner or the GM hearing that?
Yeah, and probably – a little sensitive to the fact that you let the guy go and, you know, fans are doing all that. Yeah, that's a tough night.
Mocking you. Well, then we get to the nightcap. That was earlier. But now let's get to the nightcap in which they made six infield errors. I'm going to repeat that. Six infield errors in a Major League Baseball game. Let's hear a little snippet on the SNY broadcast as they tried to explain what was going on.
They are at a loss for words.
The depths of despair.
Yeah,
so
and the fact
good.
That you're sitting there and you work for the program and you're trying to You got to keep it a bean. You
can't
keep it
lie
real.
To the audience, right? Yeah, that's
but
like
you
ridiculous.
See what you see, and you're trying not to be heavy-handed about your assessment. That's the best you can do. Can't nobody be mad about that. That's the absolute best
six
you can do.
Six errors? Yeah, could you imagine our reaction? The Phillies made six errors in the infield in one game?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, my God. That team is pitiful. They are pitiful.
You know, it's weird because I know they signed Bichette. They got Luis Robert. But like when we were playing them, and maybe it's because Lindor was out.
Yeah, and he is back now.
I guess I looked at them and I was like, Who thought this was going to be a good team?
They did, yeah. I mean, it's just Soto.
Weird.
It's a really weird.
I don't
team
know. Right I don't know why they got any amount of hype going into the season at all.
I guess people thought. I guess I was part of this change. They just made change. They would make them better. They made them worse. They got worse. I mean, they're terrible. They are the worst team in this division.
But I think, and part of it is when you're on the outside looking in, like the position we're in. You saw them doing something off.
Right. They got Bichette.
Yeah. They went out
and
they did something,
yeah.
And we didn't do anything. So. Yeah. There's a little bit of envy.
Well, I threw the towel in on the season when that happened. So.
Yeah. You did. One more quick one, then we'll bring on a guest to tell us all about what's happening here at the Beer Bowl. Can we hear their manager, Carlos Mendoza? That had to be a tough spot after six errors. Here's Mendoza last night. Got to be tough for him to show back up to work today, Hugh.
But you got to.
I guess. So, I mean,
it was tough coming to work Monday.
And you showed up.
You had 2 days off.
Man, was like,
you did. You did have two days off.
But still, it still was tough because you didn't know what that day was going to bring. You was like, hey. Don't know what today is going to be
you
like,
what?
But
what
you
happened?
For the best.
At least you got a win on Monday. Hey, he's probably going to lose
cow.
Again.
I'm hoping for the best. You got to hope for the best.
We're here.
Yeah, we are here. We are here in Seattle. Joining us right now is Ryan Hammond from the Eagles Autism Foundation. Ryan, how are you?
Ryan.
I mean, I'm a little tired, but running on adrenaline, this has been an incredible like 36 hours.
Yeah.
A fundraising, but we're so happy you're here with us.
We're
always
happy to be here.
Always.
The event seems to just get more, like I was outrageous.
Yeah. Outrageous.
Yeah. I mean, the cheese balls. Ross Tucker told us all about it.
Here's the thing. We're dealing with Jason Kelce, and he's an incredible athlete. He's a scholar, and he's very imaginative.
Yes.
And so what I've learned in this role is when you work with Jason and you let him dream and then you make them come true, he'll do more things.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at. That's how this event has evolved. And the fact that, you know, we started that first year, we raised like $50,000. Now we're doing a day and a half of events, and we're going to surpass $1 million raised.
That is crazy.
It's unreal. Like the magnitude of $1 million raised and every single dollar being invested in autism research and care, it's incredible.
Well, you know, imaginative, outrageous. You know what it does? It makes it fun for these guys. Everyone we talk to, like, because there are a million golf tournaments, you know, that people have, and that raises money. But this is different. It's like a cool summer thing, and I think they're all into it. Like when Bo Allen was telling us about the beer aquarium, like they're into it because it's different.
I think 32 kegs of beer they just
that
so
is,
much.
That is phenomenal. That was phenomenal.
It was a great effort by everyone to raise money for the community. We're so proud. Yeah, well, even like Jason, when he was like, I'm thinking about something by land and sea, and here we are at a yacht club, and we have an inflatable, you know, obstacle course and boats everywhere, and then we're, you know, going to be doing our indoor games, and it's been amazing to see this evolve, and just the passion of our fans, but then the competitive nature of seeing them compete for this $50,000 prize, it's unreal. Although I did have a couple of them that are like, if I win, I'm going to donate some money to you. And I'm like, perfect. You're who I'm cheering for.
You're rooting for them.
Yeah.
We also heard Jason when he was on the mic trying to get Hugh Douglas to maybe participate. Maybe next year, we're saying. Maybe next year.
Ron, I'll tell you this. Listen.
Hugh, the cheese ball pool is still assembled.
See, Ron, listen. I've been making like this in my hand. These are fidget toys.
Yes, I'm very aware.
And
very sensory friendly. I'm proud of
you. And that's what I was saying because it's called stimming.
It's
stimming. So if you want me to contribute, I'm not jumping in water.
Okay.
But I've made a ton of these, and I've gotten on Kyle's nerve with most
of
them.
Well, he does it on the air.
All right, let's dream together, Hugh.
Yes,
what would be your ideal scenario to raise money?
I have like two boxes of fidget toys.
Okay.
That I've made with my 3D printer.
Okay.
You can have all of them.
Okay, there we go.
Do it in what you want.
So we'll give your fidgets away at our All Abilities football clinic.
Yes, you can do that. I got the fidget toys.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to get in the water. Perfect.
I don't. I'm not getting. Listen, I love this. I love the fact that you have so many people coming out. I'm, what is it called? The thalassophobic. I'm thalassophobic.
Scared of murky water.
Murky water.
Murky water.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'm not getting it. But I could contribute in other ways.
So we do an all-ability STEM clinic, and so that's how we got to be introduced to the Orlovsky family. So I don't know if you saw Dan Orlovsky and his wife, Sidomir, here. Yep. And their son, Madden, is on the spectrum and has been amazing sharing his story and his superpowers. So they came from Connecticut to Philadelphia to participate in the Eagles Autism All Abilities Clinic for STEM.
Uh-huh.
And we have a 3D printer there, and we make fidgets. So maybe that's something
Listen,
you need to attend.
Ryan, because I was asked, because I made so many of them. Somebody asked me, and I said, because I just like, you know what I mean? I like the colors, and so it's like whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, I have a ton of them. I'll be more than happy to give them to you. I just make them and just
I mean, I just love that you have
stuff.
That you're resource friendly and you can create accommodations to let Hugh, you know, be himself.
Yeah. See, Joe, you see this one I made? You don't even like these.
It's not true.
I am very impressed. For those
yes. He really makes cool ones.
For those listening, you really should put a photo up of these fidgets.
Oh, I do. Yeah, just look at my Instagram.
Good.
I do.
No, we appreciate it. Just people can hear it on the air.
No,
when
Kyle's
he plays
like,
with them.
Could you stop, please? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm stimming.
It's
but
okay.
People expect it from this show. Yeah, they expect it. The other cool thing is the response. I saw the videos and photos from Ocean Drive yesterday. It's
oh,
just,
my gosh.
We
I have to shout out Alona Amar. Oh, my gosh. Like, who knew that she would, like, take over the event? We had USA chants.
Wow.
Someone donated $3,300 for her to remove her shirt and sign it. Now, she still had her sports bra
okay? Yeah.
PG, guys.
Yeah.
But she, $3,300 donation for her to take off her celebrity bartending shirt and sign it for this person, and they swipe their card to donate.
That is
like,
awesome.
Is that? And she's like, who are these people? Yeah. I'm like, Philadelphia. They're Eagles fans.
Special kind of.
Dan Orlovsky, when he sat down with us, because he came from Connecticut, right? He didn't play for the Eagles, but, you know, everyone knows him from ESPN. He said someone donated $500 for him to take a selfie. He's like, I would have done it for free. And he kind of felt that. The
Jason
love that's
drank
here.
Out of someone's prosthetic leg after he signed it. That happened.
That sounds like a Jason Kelsey.
That's an all-timer, right?
I know. Yeah. So I mean, the stories are countless. The players' enthusiasm really is unbelievable, and that's what it is, right? For me, when I get to stand in front of a room with our players, it's really like. Giving back shouldn't feel hard. And so if you can create these opportunities where they can enjoy themselves and know that it's making a difference and having a really cool way to connect with our fans,
yep.
I think that's what kind of makes Philadelphia so special. And I have did you see Sidney Brown is here?
Yes.
We heard he was here. Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I reached out to Sidney and I was like, you know, we'd love to have you back. And he's like, well, if I'm invited, I'm coming. And, you know, like, that's what this has been about, this community, the players' enthusiasm. And, like, to be honest, Jason started it all, so it's not a surprise. Here we are with him, like, year six, and now raising, you know, for the second year, $1 million.
It's incredible. We're so happy to be here. Congratulations on all the success, and I'm sure we'll see you a couple months for Eagles Radiothon.
There we go. It's a total team effort.
Yep.
You know, shout out to the Eagles Autism team, and we had volunteers across the organization raise their hands, so that's how we get it done, and we couldn't do it also without partners like you. So thanks to our friends at Odyssey and you guys all being here.
You got it. Thank you. There she goes,
thank
Ryan
you.
Hammond.
All right, go Birds
from the Eagles Autism Foundation. All right, 215-592-9495. Let's grab Barbara, and then we'll check in with you people. Barbara actually said her son is in the beer ball. All right, Barbara in Doylestown. Barbara, how are you?
Hi, great. Thank you for letting me go on. I love your show. My first time watching it, first time hearing it. I'm learning so much about sports, stuff I never could imagine I would learn. So thanks a lot for that. You guys realize that are great. My son, I tuned in at 11 because my son, Dan Lyons, and his friend, Reed Brown are competing. They're the parrot head groups. And,
I saw one of them running around here, the parrot heads. I saw a parrot head running around here. Yeah.
So I hear they're doing well. I'm getting bits and pieces from friends who are there and some videos. But I was wondering if you're going to show any of the big things that are happening around too. Would love to see it on your channel. What do you think?
So we'll do the best we can. I know.
Probably not.
Well, so probably not like on our show, but there's people.
That's not very nice.
Well,
that's the truth.
You
want me to lie to you?
No, but you can let her down easier.
No, but I'm not in the business of lying. I ain't gonna lie. No, we probably won't do it.
See, that's why she likes the show. Yeah.
No, I'm saying I'm being honest. We're not gonna be here, so it's. And Tuck's packing up, so it's probably not going to happen.
We do have some social media videos and photos
See, that's
up,
why
so
you
maybe.
Got up for that thousand. That's why Buddy hitting you up for $1,000.
Maybe, Barbara, they'll end up there. Barbara, we appreciate you, and thanks so much for listening to the show. This has nothing to do with Richard. Richard and Lance.
Well, it might.
No.
It does. Joe, you're nice. You're too nice.
I think there's
a tie.
That's
why you need African American friends.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to keep it a bean.
That's why you're here.
That's why, because you sat there. And you tried to sugarcoat the fact that we leaving at 2.
No, hold on.
We gone.
But she asked a question that there could
be. We out of here.
Ava's been here taking photos and videos all day.
Yeah.
How do I know she doesn't have a video of what she's asking
for?
I don't know that.
She asked specifically if we're gonna show it.
That's a way of showing.
And it's not gonna be shown. Okay. We're not showing.
I said not us, but maybe on the social channels.
No, we're not doing it. Sorry, I didn't mean
Barbara, listen to Hugh.
Love you, okay. Barbara, and thank you for tuning in, but I couldn't lie to you.
Okay. Also,
we leave.
Just because Richard asked for the grand doesn't mean I'm giving Richard the grand.
No, but you gave him hope.
You know what? Hope's okay.
No, it's not. Not when you're not going to do it.
You gave people hope for months that A.J. Brown was going to be on the team next year.
How do we turn this back on me?
Well, I'm just –
Because you're a hypocrite. Yeah.
I'm not a hypocrite. Well, because that's what I that was what I believed.
Right,
you
sure.
You gave Richard hope that you're going to give him $1,000
All I did was
you ain't going to be allowed to give it to him.
I just bought the man a cheesesteak. How that we got to paying off his motorcycle. I wasn't forced.
Joe,
all right, he ordered a cheesesteak and then was going to leave.
And then he strong-armed
it
in the
yes.
Yep.
Like, Richard, we love you.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that to McGurk.
Richard, we love you. But let's call it for what it was.
Of all people, Richard.
He ordered the cheesesteak first, Kyle, and then said, hey, Joe, could you pay for this?
It's a great move.
And Joe,
I might try that.
Joe being Joe Giglio, a good guy. Like, Joe, I tell you this all the time, and I mean it with every fiber of my being.
Yeah.
You are a nice guy. And you go above and beyond. He knew
including
who to ask.
Richard Cheesesteak.
Yeah, he knew who to ask because he didn't ask me.
Well, because he knows very, you would have said, cool. I don't have it.
He knew not to ask.
Like, I'd have been like, no, yeah. I'm not doing that. Yeah. You are, we balance each other well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I would have just told Richard no because, you know, but you gave Richard hope. You know it damn well you ain't about to give him $1,000.
Well, no, I'm not giving him $1,000.
You
no,
give
no,
an
that,
inch, he tries to take a mile.
That is exactly what has happened here. We love you, Richard. All right, can we hear from you people, see what they're up to today?
So I love when I get to see new developments in the You People chat.
Ooh, okay.
And this one is an interesting one. Maybe not the best development, but we now have people making imposter accounts, not for us, but for regular You Peoplers. Like,
so it's like if Bob's in there, we have a fake Bob.
We have a regular YouTube chatter. His name is A. Wyatt.
Oh, I've seen him.
Super nice, super nice fella.
Yep.
But there was an imposter, A. Wyatt, in the chat, and he was in there saying crazy stuff as him. He used his picture. And his name with one extra T and everything. It's like how people did the Ed Orn Schefter on Twitter to trick you.
Yeah, I wonder how regular people feel because people do that to us.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of fake memes out there.
You
got to
be flattered.
Yeah. So he should be flattered because he got impostered. But, I mean, that's a thing that's going on. So
okay.
we'll keep an
that's
eye on
a
that.
Lot.
Yep. Well, the Phils did it again, and Hugh was going in the bay.
I'm not going in the bay.
Well, somebody was excited, so you're letting somebody down.
I'm not going in the water.
That was one of the first comments we got when the show started.
Definitely not going.
They're waiting.
They're
waiting.
Hugh looks like he'd rip a mean cannonball. I agree. I totally agree.
Definitely.
I think you would do damage with a cannonball.
When was the last time I went to
ballpark
water?
Your last cannonball?
Probably in the 80s.
In the 80s?
Joe, I don't fool around in the water, man.
You haven't done a cannonball in over 40 years.
You've told us that.
I've been in the pool, but...
Yeah, cannonball.
Probably early 2000s when
wow.
I've been in the pool. I've been in the pool in a while. No. I've been in the pool when Harper was learning how to swim.
Okay.
I went in the water with him.
Did you do a cannonball?
No, he was like one. He was like one. No,
yeah, you got to teach him early.
He was like one. He was
you know what I think? WIP should have a cannonball contest.
We should.
Yeah, I would love a cannonball contest.
You know what? That was the last time I went in the water. I went in the water with Harper.
So this.
You can't do a cannonball in a tub.
Mm-mm. Scout camp that my son has gone to in the last 3-4 years, they have this huge Olympic-sized pool with this gigantic diving board.
Uh-huh.
We just do cannonballs.
Uh-uh.
Nice.
Cannonballs.
No.
Awesome.
No.
All right. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. There's a guy doing that in the chat for the entire show.
Dog.
I like that.
Buddy.
That man knows
the bit. How many mic – like, seriously, and I asked the question. How many mic checks do you need before the mic is
he's
good?
He's terrified the mic battery is going to go dead. That's the only explanation.
Well, he's draining it.
Well, that's true.
All the mic checks are draining the mic battery.
Yeah, he's not thinking.
Right. Joe, that hat makes you look young. You are young, though.
Yeah, you're not old.
What, you're 38?
39.
That's okay.
That's not old.
I'm pushing up again.
Maybe that four is about to be the first number there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not young, but I'm not old. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't born in the 70s.
I don't think you need something to make you look young. Like, Hugh's got the salt and pepper in his beard. Like, if he dyed it all black, then that would make you look young.
Right.
That would make me look weird. I think it would make you look weird.
Plus, you wouldn't do it all the time. You know, some days gray, some days not.
No, you know, it would be weird if I just came all of a sudden, just came to work yesterday with a full black beard. It'd be like, hey, nothing to see here.
You're not fooling anybody, pal.
I'm gonna do what Jason Whitlock did. I'm just gonna come to work one day with hair.
Yep,
that's what he did.
Maybe
he
stop there with the Whitlock thing.
Yeah, he just came to work with
right
hair.
There. Yeah.
You should do that and
act like ain't nothing.
You
ain't
don't
nothing
know
to
what
here.
Anyone's talking about. You're like, what are you talking about? It's always been black.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? I have someone I know who did that. Like, just got hair, and I'm like, wait, wasn't that guy
bald? It looked at you straight in the face. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I said, yeah. I've always had it.
It's like that. We see that guy all the time. Where does hair come from?
What do you mean? Yep. Even when Joe's positive, he pisses me off.
See, that's
maybe Joe just pisses me off.
That's a you problem.
Yeah, it is.
It's not my take. That's a you problem.
I think 150 is officially cursed, and you guys may need to just re-air old programming for a segment.
For like
when
one
did you do best of
part, yeah.
WIP around
yeah.
that time?
Yeah.
It's just not been good.
It's not been our moment. No.
Yep. I missed it. Did Hugh do it again?
Do what? What did I do?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What happened?
Actually, this time it was Bryce Huff that did it.
I didn't do it.
We allowed it.
It's the Eagles' defensive ends, man.
Yeah, so, what's wrong with you guys?
I don't know, man. It's the witching hour. I told you it's the witching hour.
It is the witching hour.
What do they call it? Mercury retrograde or something that's going on?
Yeah.
With the,
we'll blame that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, sure. I got one more. I'm sorry. Did you say you grew up a big fan of Ronald McDonald?
Yes, I did.
Yes,
I did.
Did you now? When you mean that? Did you mean like the character or McDonald's the food?
The character.
It's so funny, man. Why?
Hey,
what does that mean? What does that mean? Like a big fan? Like you had figurines? Like you had posters?
Ronald McDonald was that dude back in the day.
Got his jersey.
Yeah. Hey, Ronald. Hey.
You gonna have your autograph? My poster.
Do you know, like the McDonald's, like the old school McDonald's? There's only a few old school McDonald's left in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Like with the golden arches.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only a few of them. I think it's the original one, and maybe two others. But they don't have original Ronald McDonald's anymore. They're all kind of like cookie cutter buildings now.
It's just like. It's one of the funniest things that I've heard somebody say they were a fan of growing up.
What type of childhood did you have? What the hell wrong with you? Yeah. I'm a fan of Ronald McDonald.
As you hear, I grew up a big fan of. Usually, it's followed by an athlete.
Dan Marino.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like I grew up a big fan of Ronald McDonald.
Hey, you know what? I do like the fact that you people are paying attention.
They are. No, they. Because that was a very tiny portion of the show. Like, we had like a 2.5 minute talk about clowns for some reason, and then that came up, and then it ended.
I like the fact that they're paying attention.
Well, we appreciate them. All right, we appreciate everyone from Team 62 having us out here today. Eagles Autism Foundation, if you couldn't make it out yesterday or today, but you want to donate, Eagles Autism Foundation, it's on our social media page on WIP. You can go there, click the link, and donate to a great cause. Thanks to them for having us out. Afternoon show, they're coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Back in the studio on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.